Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Hey, Mama. Hey, how are you? It has been a long time. I stepped away from this podcast. I stepped away from creating content online. I stepped away from a lot of things. And you may be saying, "Why? What happened, girl?" Clinical burnout. Yes, ma'am. I got full-blown clinical burnout. And the lesson that I had to learn in this process is sometimes burnout is inevitable because life is lifing and you can't really control that. And it just piles on thing after thing after thing. And then the next thing you know, you can't function anymore because it's just too much. And that is what happened with me through this pandemonium. That's what I'm going to refer to it as because it was pure pandemonium. I did all the things during that time. I did all the things that I thought I should do to take care of myself. I was actually career-wise, just everything was falling into my lap, but I was also managing the schooling of four kids and the craziness that that was through that time period. And I did it. I did it all. And may I say, I did it a pretty damn good job of it. And I made it all the way through the two full years, and then I crashed. I got through the holidays that year, and I came out on the other side, and I couldn't do anything. Like, my brain would not work. There was this level of brain fog that I could not get through. There was fatigue and exhaustion. I constantly felt like I was in the midst of a allergy, head cold, that kind of feeling like you have your head is like a helium balloon just kind of floating on top of your head. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't remember things. I was even having night sweats. I thought, oh, here comes perimenopause. No, it was burnout. And there was really nothing I could do about it but succumb to it. It wasn't my fault. I didn't not take care of myself. I was doing all the things that I teach and preach to do and taking downtime. And it just got to the point where life handed me so many things, I couldn't handle it anymore. And the funny part was I actually made it through the hard times of the pandemonium, which was really the trigger of the burnout. And I'm sharing this because I am pretty damn sure that a lot of you mamas out there that went through this pandemonium did all the things you had to do and just buckled down and got through it. And then once you got through it, you might have fallen apart. You probably have been experiencing foggy brain, not being able to sleep, feeling constantly anxious, not being able to focus. The things that your brain could normally do, suddenly you can't do it anymore. Like, at the beginning of every year, I would do a major planning for the year, all the content I'm going to create. I would break it into quarters. And my brain was just like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. We're not doing that this year. So you can try, but I'm not going to cooperate. And I just could not get the things done that were normally like so exciting for me, and like the creative ideas that I could normally come up with, nothing was going on in my brain. I would literally get in my car to go drive somewhere. I would drive to the end of my street to turn out onto the major street. And in that short amount of time, I would forget where I was going. I would literally be sitting there like, where am I going? For like a good 30 seconds to a minute, which is kind of scary. Like, how do I get in a car to go somewhere and not know where I was going? Or I would be in the midst of driving and would literally realize that I was in a trance and had no idea where I was going or what I was getting ready to do. I mean, my brain really said, I am so done with you, girl. You got you on your own. Until you slow down and work with me here, I'm peace out, girl. Figure it out. And the funny thing was, I kept denying that I was not okay. Kept denying it. And little things kept happening. Every time I was like, I'm going to get this together. I got it. My dog died. I mean, the dog was sick and it wasn't unexpected or as horrible as it sounded, but it still was impacted me. We had to move because we were doing a remodel. And then I fell and tore a ligament in my ankle and had to be in a boot for 6 months. And it was just like little stuff that you could maybe just be like, oh, it's just life. But again, life was life, and I was getting so many things on my plate. And it was like the universe was saying, ma'am, you need to stop. You need to slow down. You need to really take care of this because it's not going to get better. And I say all that to say that when life is lifing and this happens to you, it's not your fault. You're not some failure. It is just an inevitable result of all the things that you have on your plate. And you could be doing all the self-care things, taking time out for yourself, having girlfriends around. But when you just get too much on your plate for too long of a time, your brain, your mental capacity, your social capacity, your emotional capacity is eventually going to shut itself down purely out of self-preservation. So if these symptoms are feeling familiar to you and you're sitting there going, oh my God, is that what's going on with me? Am I burnt out? Probably. You probably are. And you know, I know everybody can't take time away from work, and not everybody has access to therapy and all of the things. But the first thing we have to do is acknowledge that we are burnt out. Because until you do that, which is what I did, there will be no steps taken to deal with that fact. Because we're just trying to move on and just, oh, I could use some sleep, but don't have time for that. Oh, but if you can actually acknowledge that this is the space that you are in, then you can begin to take some steps to deal with the fact that you are burnt out. But you can't blame yourself. We can't do that. You can't expect it to get better overnight or because you took a day to go get your nails done and get a hot coffee without your kids. That's not going to be the thing that fixes it. This has to be something that you acknowledge and then take long-term steps to deal with. Because what I have learned is once you hit burnout, oh, you are in for a long time of work. I have been working on this for a year and a half. I spent about half a year denying it and kind of trying to deal with it, and a good year in therapy. I shut a lot of things down. I've gotten real good at saying no. I've gotten really good at thinking about what I can take off my list, what I can give to other people. Because at the end of the day, if I take on everything but that then makes me so that I can't function properly. I can't be the mom that I want or need to be. I can't be the wife that I want or need to be. So it's really serving no one for me to continue to be, to appear to be the super mom that I am not and never will be. And when I have tried to do that in the past, life says, okay, I'm shutting down. Girl, you on your own with this superwoman stuff. I'm not doing it. Because we can't. We are human. And so I want you to check in with yourself and ask yourself, am I experiencing these things? Because you may be thinking it's other stuff, but if you have that combination of things, I could probably guarantee you that you are burnt out. And so the first thing I want you to do is just acknowledge that. Don't blame yourself for it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just come to the realization that that is what you are experiencing. That's what I had to do. It was not easy. So I'm sharing this with you so you don't do the same thing I did. Although you probably are already deep in the throes of denial that you are burnt out. Because the number of moms that I have talked to, girlfriends, people online that are experiencing or have experienced the same thing are a lot. And I know I'm talking to a very small group, but if I think about it as a picture of the larger group, I'm pretty sure that this resonates for a lot of you. So take the time to love on yourself and see if this is something that you are experiencing. And I love you, and I want you to take the time to practice a little self-care. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at MyLifeIsABeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.